Growing the Game with Ballsy. He's brought to you by Pizza Hut in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca, and their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at rivièreagseeds.ca. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy.
All right, Jason Claremont's back for another popular segment of Moving the Chains with the local football legend, former BC Lion and Saskatchewan Rough Rider. First off, Jason, what are you looking for from tonight's second preseason game? What are you most eagerly anticipating here?
Moving the chains, getting in the end zone. We need to see a little bit more action, a little bit more excitement, and some scoring opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. Take me inside the mind. Obviously, you can't be right inside his mind, but take me inside the mindset of a Mitch Pickton, who is coming from the Rams organization, local kid. He's had some injury problems, gets on the field, fumbles, but then kind of redeems himself with a couple of big catches.
Yeah, I don't know where his mindset is, but I know where his mindset should be. And there are a lot of people who talk about the progression of a receiver and a young receiver and a Canadian draft pick and those types of things. And, you know, you need to give them time. And I just totally disagree with that. Your opportunity is here right now. You need to go out and you need to eat it. You need to go out and kill your prey. You know, don't worry about whatever's in front of you. Just dominate everybody in front of you. Go out and make your mark and earn a spot.
Were you happy that your career started somewhere else besides Saskatchewan?
Yeah, it's a little bit easier. I mean, you're out of all the comfort elements. You're out of the distractions. You can just kind of laser beam in on your focus and get things done.
You know, and I look at it this way, Jason. You were talented. You, like you said last week, you did a lot of different things to make sure you made the football team, special teams being a big part of that. But where I'm going with this is, you know, Mitch, much like his brother Aaron, and I don't want to suggest things, but I am going to suggest it, I guess. When you're a local kid, you're easier to kind of for lack of a better word, jerk around. Because you know, if we have to make some moves, we can release Aaron Pickton. We can get rid of Mitch Pickton, but he'll be around. If we run into problems, we can bring him back. If you're Jason Claremont in BC, they draft you a certain draft pick. They're bought in, and they're you know, if we're letting him go, he's probably gone. You know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what? Let's look to Chris Getzlaff for the model of how you overcome that, because Chris made his mark. He got passed over on a bunch of different opportunities, ended up in Hamilton for a little while, came back, had to buy his time, had to compete for his play time, made big play after big play. You know, everybody's going to talk about some of the balls that Chris Getzlaff maybe should have caught, but honestly, Chris Getzlaff got himself in a position every single time he ran a route to be able to catch a ball in spots where most guys wouldn't even be open or be able to track a ball down. So he was a hell of a player. He stood up to all the pressure of being at home, and that's the kind of guy you want to look to. And if you want to pick anybody's brain, if you're a Mitch Pickton, that's the guy who I'd be calling.
Excellent points here from Jason Claremont on Moving the Chains. What about some of these other guys we've talked about? Who will these quarterbacks throw to? A lot of people have talked about the development of Shaq Evans, KD Cannon. What are you looking for from some of these younger weapons? What do you want to see from these guys?
I just want to see plays. Make plays. Get in the spot where you're making the throws easy for your quarterback. Create as much separation as you can, and then get some yak.
Yeah. What are you hoping to see from Zach Collaros today? Looks like he's going to play a half. I don't know personally if I want to see that, because in football, you can't control too many things. Preseason, you can control how much your quarterback's going to get hit. But what do you want to see from Zach today?
Hey, I played with Buck Pierce, and I played with Dave Dickinson. And I mean, Buck Pierce was a guy who stood in there till the last second every single time and took the big hit to make a big play. And you're not going to change these guys. They're going to play how they play. You got what you got. It's the price of admission. Let him play. Just let him play. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. You know what? You move on. But he's a tough kid, and you're not going to have the unfortunate events happen all the time. You know, like you said before on a previous podcast or broadcast, we had Darian Durant get hurt on a non-play where nobody was near him. So, I mean, you can concern yourself and be worried about all types of things, but let the kid play.
Yeah, so let me ask you, do we overblow this? Guys like me in the media, we overblow this concussion thing with him?
It's your job, man. I mean, your job is to create a story and talk about what people want to hear. And I just know that those athletes in the locker, they don't think like fans, they think like athletes.
That's an excellent point again from Jason Claremont, who's spitting it straight. Hey, Jason, do you think there'll be a time, because I watched that top prospects game, the CFC top prospects game, the high schoolers down east, and then we saw this with the AAF. Do you see a time where the kickoff will go away from football?
I don't know, man. That's a tough call. They've kind of, you know, made it a little bit more difficult to have kickoff returns in the NFL right now, and they're trying to get away from those high collisions. But you want these players to be physical. You are upset when there's not physicality on defense, and you need to present opportunities for guys who are backup players to get them in the game to be physical. And I think taking away the special teams is not a great thing to do.
Have we made this game as safe as we basically can make it, do you think?
I mean, you want everything to be safe, but like, life isn't safe. So they've done what they can as far as addressing needs for precautionary issues as far as injuries, like head injuries, are concerned. They've made rules to surround it, and our medical research has far surpassed where it's ever been before. They just need to play the game.
Very interesting, though, here as we wrap this interview up, Jason. Used to have two cut-down days here in the preseason. As I talk with Brendan Tama to start this broadcast, there's only one cut-down day now, so it's going to be a very stressful time for those people making decisions. And I guess as a player, you want to make it really stressful on them. You got to make it tough on them.
That's exactly it. Leave no doubt. That's your job right now. Leave no doubt. Be one of the guys who they just put in that on that one column that they're like, this is one of our guys we're keeping, and don't be one of the guys they have to make a tough decision.
We kind of touched on this last week, JC. When you left that field after the last preseason game in your first year, did you have a mindset that I left no doubt, I've done all I can do?
Man, that was a long time ago, but I know that I was happy with my training camp. The way that I progressed through training camp, I mean, if you looked at my first rep to my last rep, I was a different player, and I think that's kind of what you need to do. I mean, giraffes weren't always tall. I mean, they had to adapt to the height of the trees to be able to get the fruit, and I think players need to be the same way.
Hey, one other guy I wanted to ask you about, because you've been in locker rooms. We look at the guys that didn't dress after week one, and generally, as talking with some of these other guys like Best and Waldo, you look and you see a guy on that roster and you say that didn't make it, and he might be a surprise cut. And then I look at the depth chart and I see Sam Hurl with the threes. Do you think we could be seeing the end of Sam Hurl with the Riders?
Man, I don't want to even guess on players. I don't know where they're at or where the coaching staff is at, what they're trying to evaluate. It's always never a good feeling. Everybody always tells you we're going to rest you for that first game, but it's never a good feeling knowing that someone else is out there performing, because they now have an opportunity to take that job. A lot of things come into factor: the ratio, what your pace structure is, all those types of things. But if you can get an opportunity, you got to make the most of it.
Speaking of pace structure and money, where can they get a hold of you in the real estate game, Jason Claremont?
Give me a call on my cell phone, 306-581-8982. Send me a text or check out my website, jcrealty.com.
That is the studious and well-spoken Jason Claremont, moving the chains. Thanks for this, JC.
No problem.
Growing the game with Ballsy. He's brought to you by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca, and their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigreed durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at RivieraAgSeeds.ca. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy.
And this is Growing the Game with Ballsy here on the Rider Radio Network. And we're joined now by Tom Sargent, head coach of the Saskatoon Hilltops. I lost count. Five-time defending champs, 7 of the last 8 years. Is that right, Tom?
No, it's the last 5, 8 out of 9.
Five, so, eight out of nine. Okay, geez. Do you lose track?
A little bit, yeah, for sure I do, because right now we're just focused on one, and we know there's a lot of work to do to climb that mountain this year. So it's going to take a lot of good coaching, a lot of good playing to sort it out and figure it out.
Do you have a favorite?
Never. No, not a chance. Hopefully this one. Hopefully 2019.
How do you keep your, because it starts with the coach, how do you keep your focus? I mean, you win so much, it's like it's another game on the schedule almost, the championship. It doesn't get old?
Not a chance. No, life's about competition. Life's about getting better. I think we always believe we can coach better, and we need our players to play better. So it's that synergy of keep believing to strive for more. And, you know, as I said, you know, let's not worry about what's in the rearview mirror. Let's just worry about what's in the front window. And we know, hey, there's a lot of teams that have had enough of us. And if I was on the other side, I certainly get that. But, hey, if football's the most competitive game, I think, around, and it draws competitive people. So it's all about competition. And that's what me and my staff thrive on. And that's what we try to instill in our players.
Is it harder to win it or stay on top?
You know what? I think it's harder to stay on top, because the reality is anyone can win once. It's just a reality of doing it consistently, or most importantly, making your players, because, you know, these are young men between 18 and 22. You don't think there's peaks and valleys in them and their lives and their focus. And so that's what I'm most proud about, that we've been able to keep the eye on the prize and do it consistently with really not much deviation. As I said, that's just a commitment or a belief by everybody in our program that, you know, I'm just one piece of the puzzle. Everyone is a piece of that puzzle, and you better do your job to your fullest, or that's when you get punched in the mouth.
Tom Sargent, head coach of the five-time defending national junior football champions, the Saskatoon Hilltops, winners of 8 of the last 9. Does winning help you recruit?
It does and it doesn't. You know, sometimes when we have all the success, all these CIS programs are jumping our players, because, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, when you chart their courses, when they leave our program, they walk in and they're high-end productive players for any other CIS program in Canada. So, you know, sometimes when the spotlight's so big on you, it draws people that, are way better salesmen than me. You know, they can talk a story and get guys believing in something. But, you know, that's a good thing about us. We've always proven we've lost a lot of players that, you know, before their eligibility has ended. And you know what? For whatever the case, next man up has come in and sometimes played better. So, as I said, once again, it's just a belief in program and system, and we know who we are and how we're going to do it. And as I said, we've been able to maintain a certain, tremendously high level.
How was the recruiting class this year, Tom Sargent?
Well, probably as good as I've seen in a while, besides the quarterback position. I felt, last year was solid, but this year's been outstanding. And, you know, we got some high-end players in positions of need, and we believe in a short period of time they're going to really rally up and become key contributors now and into the future. You got to remember, I got 15 50-year players on this roster this year. So, that's pretty good leadership cadre in front of me.
Now, tell me, we're talking about a multiple winner here in the Saskatoon Hilltops, but if you were looking at positions of need, where were you looking to shore up?
Well, right now, our front seven, we've lost 6 out of 7 starters, so that's a huge change in who we are, because we always take pride. We want to run the ball better than anybody. We want to stop the run better than anybody. And, you know, when you lose 6 out of 7 starters in the front seven, you know what, that's going to change things. And then, you know, the quarterback position, we lost Jordan Walls, who was a high-end quarterback for us. And so now we got a first-year starter in there. So as an old ball coach, that gets you a little nervous. So D-line and linebacker are a big concern. And then, obviously, you got to look at the quarterback position, which is ultimate.
Yeah. So I wanted to really have you on here, and I wanted to talk about your team, obviously, because it is a staple in the junior football ranks across this country. But I wanted to talk about Justin Filto, one of your former players. He also played with the Huskies, passed away tragically in a plane crash here last weekend. Just your thoughts on him as a, first of all, as a man, then secondary as a football player.
You know, just a wonderful kid. You know, I saw him last weekend. For him, he came to us from Moose Jaw Peacock, as a first-year linebacker, and you know what? He just kept – he would always under-promise and over-deliver. You know, you look at him, I expected more of this or that, but he had such a thoughtful spirit and such a passion for life, for the game of football. And, you know, he built himself into a great leader for the Hilltops and an All-Canadian, and then went on to play for the Huskies for a couple of years before suffering an injury. And, but the biggest thing about Justin is, you know, anytime, hey, Justin, I need five guys at this, or we need, he was that guy out in the community organizing, getting the team involved, and, you know, and you see him now. You know, he was going back to make sure he could coach the Valkyries game on Sunday. He's coaching six-a-side. He was coaching at the football academy. He just, you know, dove himself into anything, and it was the old saying, if you want to get a hold of Justin, either be at 6 in the morning or 12 at night, because every day he was giving everybody his all, and that's just the type of man he is. What a wonderful kid.
I don't know if you have any plans to memorialize him during your season or anything like that special to commemorate him, but when you think Hilltops, would that be a guy you would put up as on a pedestal to say, hey, when I'm thinking Saskatoon Hilltops and when I'm preaching to recruits and I'm preaching to my guys, that's the guy you want to shoot for, that kind of guy?
Absolutely. We had a meeting last night to figure out what we can do to support the family, support his friends, and, you know, support all of us during a very confusing and difficult time. And, you know, a lot of us are still really stunned through this tragic event. But, you know, for sure, we'll have old 45 JF on our helmets this year. He'll be someone I'll remind my team about, because, you know, my fifth-year players, the leaders, you know, they mm-hmm. would have been a part of Justin's leadership. So there's a real strong link there. And, you know, as I said, we certainly have lots to be thankful for through being connected with Justin, but certainly lots to give back to and honor. And, you know, we'll do it the Hilltop way, which is a pretty darn good way.
Okay, and lastly, about for you, man, you're a coach, but these guys, you spend a lot of time with these guys. They're like your sons. They're like your second family. What was it like for you to hear that news?
Well, yeah, I was up at the lake, and it just, you know, as I said, it just stings you. And you know, we know life isn't fair, and so we have to deal with this. Got to keep putting our feet forward and keep marching. But, you know, as I said, there's not a, you know, hour goes by where you think about all the neat things. You know, hey, there's times I coached Justin real hard. I remember the one time I really had to get after him. But, you know, after that, he was always the first one in the meetings. He always responded. He always did the right things, and he wanted to be challenged. And I just love how he always embraced that, and he always made people around him better for who he is. So, as I said, it's just it warms your heart knowing how special he was. And I was very lucky to be a part of his life.
Sarge, thanks for this, and thanks for joining us and growing the game.
Yeah, appreciate what you do. Take care, and thank you.
That was another installment of Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a story idea you'd like Michael Ball to pursue, please email him at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.